Hello and welcome to Chimecast, from the emerging issues to new innovations. The Chimecast channel brings you the digital health leaders and business executives from around the globe who are making an impact on the way we transform health and care. I'm Russ Branzell, your host for this podcast and the CEO and president of Chime, the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. We continue to live and evolve through challenging times for healthcare professionals, their industry partners, and the people we all serve. Leaders across the industry have proven their talent and determination as they innovate and transform their organizations to meet the moment and shape the future. We're proud to know those leaders and support them here. Today, we have a special Vive Recap podcast, and we're honored to have Rich Scarfo, the president of Health, joining us today. Rich has been instrumental in bringing the Vive event to life, a collaboration between Chime and Health that has quickly become a cornerstone of the digital health community. Today, we're excited to sit down with Rich to discuss the highlights of Vive 24, the impact it's had on this industry, and the importance of bringing diverse voices together to drive transformation in healthcare. Rich, what an honor to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Russ. Really happy to share some time with you on the last day of what I think was a pretty good week.
Well, you are a little humble in saying a pretty good week. I would put this in, we did have Billy Idol last night at our concert. And if you watch any of the commercials, he doesn't like us using this term, but boy, you delivered a rock star program this week. And I will tell you, I just got done rounding on a lot of the exhibitors out on the floor and they are ecstatic. People that I've talked to that haven't been ecstatic about anything in healthcare in a long, long time. A matter of fact, I will say I even talked to one of our historic healthcare curmudgeons who could not stop bragging about what you've helped create today with our two teams. And I will just tell you, congratulations, Rich. You've got to feel great about where we are today.
I think this year really delivered. And, you know, Vive, we just had our third year. I think it really came into its own this year.
Yeah, I mean, at least at the moment, a bit of transparency. I am a bit self-serving and bragging on this thing as being one of the two parents of this child that seems to be growing up a little bit. But tell you what, for you, besides the fact that it was pretty cool to see a legend rocking it last night, still at 68 years old. But other than that, tell me a couple highlights really of what stood out to you so far in this program.
I think the path to Vive was a tough one this year. You know, it's been a tough year for everyone. And what the last few days have shown us is that the model works. We were actually able to grow the event this year through a lot of challenges, but grow it very thoughtfully and with the right people. I think the one word that really stands out for me from this year is access. I think that the industry rallied. We were able to bring key sectors of the industry together that don't normally get to network with each other. It's both a marketplace event, a thought leadership event, and one where ideas can be exchanged. And, you know, when we started out, 4 years ago now, that was our lofty goal. And I think this year we really saw it come to life more so than even the last 2 years. And I heard the one thing I heard from attendees over and over that I think is a sign of, you know, hitting the mark is that they got to talk to leaders in the space that they otherwise would not have access to. And I think that's where the magic happens.
Yeah. Even yesterday, I did a smaller luncheon. I say smaller, 135 of the industry's most influential CEOs, senior healthcare leaders of some of the biggest companies in our industry. The thing gets done at 1:30 and they won't leave the room. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And they're like, no one else gets us together. No one allows competitors, frenemies, coopetition to sit in the same room and actually talk about the pressures of life, the pressures of this industry. That's got to feel special to you.
Well, I think, you know, another thing that we've really focused on is creating an environment and an atmosphere that people both enjoy being in, but also feel very comfortable being in, because that is what helps promote a more open exchange. And I think that if we were to leave here and it just being a marketplace event, we would have missed the mark. So those types of luncheons and gatherings that you're right are not happening anywhere else, I think are happening because we've provided a place that they enjoy coming to.
Yeah, and by no means belittling your boss and my role as CEO, but you know, we kind of have our jobs and John has his job. You and Keith really have been the brainchilds behind this, Keith being our COO of Chime and you being the president of health, that have come together. And I love the vision you really painted for this. And it was a place for people to come together to solve the toughest issues in healthcare, to collaborate and to innovate. Why was that part so important for the two of you to make sure that was a tenet of this program, this event?
Well, I think, you know, we look at the landscape and there are a lot of places that executives go. There are not a lot of places where they come together the way that they do here. So the initial approach here was really to create something that would fill a void in the space and not just another event. And I think the void was exactly what you're touching on. You know, key decision makers, leaders, a diverse audience coming together to not just talk about the same things or, you know, speak on a stage, but to actually engage with each other and try to tackle some of the problems that healthcare faces. You know, we hear the same things year after year. What we're seeing at Vive is, you know, a better collaborative effort of bringing the right people together. The term I kept hearing throughout the event this week is, I feel like I have a place at the table. And, you know, to me, that is really an amazing part of this event, because a lot of other settings leave key voices out. And if you don't have everyone at the table, you can't really address the problems. So
yeah, it's interesting. You just said that word diversity. And I had a very longtime friend of mine. I mean, just super dear friend that I've had for over 20 years. And she came up to me and she's a minority. And she said, Russ, this is the first time I've ever been to an event where I really don't have to worry about being something different, but yet at the exact same time, I can be embraced for being something different and not feel judged or isolated. This concept of embracing diversity to the point where we're actually not even focusing on diversity. I mean, it's this bizarre concept of a home for everyone regardless. Why is that just such a critically important place for us as you talk about voices that can be heard, but voices don't need to stifle out someone else?
Well, we started a couple of years ago looking at our program and started to see something that we didn't like. A lot of the speakers looked very similar to each other.
Some homogenous look.
That's right. Yeah. You know, what we did is we started to develop an approach at Health and also at Vive where we will not have a session that is not completely diverse in every way that we can make it. It's not easy to do. And what we started to see is that sometimes the leaders in the space are reflective of how the sessions were coming together. Everything just sort of started to evolve about 3 years ago when we focused on it. I don't think a lot of people focus on making it very purposeful. We also did things like launching our health equity program. We have our health foundation. We launched the Techquity program here at Vive. We also have affinity meetups, and that was a really good way to partner with groups to bring a very diverse audience to the event. So, you know, whereas some are asking, well, why would you take a group and, you know, put them off on their own in an affinity meetup? The bigger purpose behind those is we're actually working with the partners to get those attendees to the event. So this year we launched AAPI at Vive. We have Latino at Vive. We have Black at Vive. We have Muslims at Vive, which was new this year, and Pride at Vive. So, you know, for us, it's an access point into the event through key partners. So in walking around the event and seeing a very diverse audience, it is, it's been an effort that's been very purposeful to get them here.
Yeah, one of my dear friends, another one said to me, he goes, if we actually are successful at raising the tide for all the boats, don't we all win? Isn't there an opportunity here? We think sometimes in this industry, somebody has to lose for somebody to win. And there is actually an opportunity here to create a win for all, which I think is an interesting scenario. Now, there was a couple other groups that you this year really programmatically, but also intentionally relationally brought together, and that was nurses and patients, which is interesting when you think, well, those are just tenants of healthcare, right? Why was this so important to include these communities when you would think that's just part of healthcare?
Well, let's start with patients. We have patients at Vive this year, and you know, again, with Vive, we try to do things differently. So the easy way out is to put a few patients on stage and check the box, right? That's how events generally include patients. We wanted to go a little further because, you know, again, it goes back to the networking aspect of the event. If we bring patient and patient advocates here in a purposeful way, and we did that through our impact program, then we can have some outcomes and we can have some meaningful discussions. So that program put patients in front of digital health leaders in really interesting and thoughtful conversations. So we scheduled, I think, 100 of these interviews and had to add 50 more while we were here.
Wow.
So we did 150 patient interviews, and a lot comes out of those. We also brought patient advocates. We have scholarships for patients to come to the event, and it's a good opportunity, again, for that exchange, because healthcare is about the patient or the individual. So they need to be part of the conversation.
So what are the other things that you're doing here, which has been a bit of a rebrand, and we call it Provider Connect?
Yeah.
I talked to a CEO of a firm yesterday who said, he's a brand new CEO. He's only been there 30 days. He said, I did 38 meetings with my customers and potential customers. Where else in the world can I do that?
That's right.
That would have cost me $15,000 in travel, all the food, all the stress of my body, and I did it all in one day. Why is this concept of relationships and building these things so important to you?
It is, again, access. You're giving access in a very efficient way. You are also putting people in front of others that they're all double opt in. So the representatives from payers and providers are accepting meetings that are being offered to them, and vice versa. And we did about 4,500 of those meetings this year at Vive. And what we saw is a spike in provider and payer attendance in this program. And I think it goes back to a couple of things. Budgets are tight. Time is tight, and Vive offers, you know, access for them to be in this program and use their time efficiently. So 15 minutes, you're in and out of a meeting. The follow-up is up to them. And, you know, this is really one of our key programs at the event. And it lends itself to our philosophy of, you know, a right-sized activation here. So a company can come here and have a smaller presence on the floor, some other things around the event, client meetings, but then this program is key for them to really conduct real business.
Yeah, really interesting. Hey, I want to go back to the previous question.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd let you pull on the thread about the nurses, and I would get beat up really quickly by our chief education officer.
And, nope, I was going to
so
go back.
Yeah, we better go back on the nurses because that's an important group.
Okay, so, you know, one of the things that we've said all along is that Vive wants to be responsive to the community. We want to provide a place. And about 10 months ago, there was, you know, some really good constructive feedback on LinkedIn from the nurse leaders saying that, you know, it's great that Vive and Health are focusing on key topics that include nurses, but we don't really see nurses being able to attend the event. Budget was a big issue. So what we did is we partnered with ANA and AONL, and we launched Nurses at Health at last year's Health, and it really came into its own this year at Vive. So it brought together, I think we had just under 200 registrations from nurse leaders, which was, I think, up from maybe 10 last year. 32 of them were on stage. We were able to give 50 scholarships for travel and registration to nurse leaders. And then we also did a nurse leaders or nurse innovation pavilion on the floor. And that brought about 20 companies that have been started by nurse innovators. And it allowed them to meet, again, with a lot of the digital health leaders, actually VCs as well, because, you know, a lot of them are looking for funding. But again, it provided a platform for them we think is important. And it's another group that had really not had a place at our table until this year. So it's a critical voice in the space.
Well, it was interesting because I was walking down the hall, and as you're walking through a convention center, you kind of get yourself lost occasionally, and at least I do. And I came around the corner, and there was this nurse program. This lady walks up to me. She goes, are you Russ Branzell? And I said, yes, I am. She goes, and she kind of did one of those kind of emotional things where she kind of grabbed both my arms thinking, okay, what did I do wrong now? And she goes, no, and she goes, I just want to say thank you. And I said, well, you're welcome, but for what? And she goes, I've never had, as a nurse, this experience before. And, you know, lots of people take care of nurses, and I'm not suggesting they don't. But she said, this was the first time I came to a place with all the stuff that's going on in this digital world where I felt like I kind of had a home. And I could sit with hundreds of my friends and talk through this. And I just think that's a testament, Rich, to the culture you're building here.
I appreciate it. And we also put together a Nurse Leaders Advisory Committee, and I was in the meeting last night. Giving a recap on really just the first 2 days of their experience. And I heard a lot of that. So they had a lot of new ideas for us that we'll be looking at as we move forward. But the bottom line was they got to engage in conversations. CIOs, that was a really big thing. They said chief nursing officers and CIOs, the conversations that were happening there,
wow.
They had never been able to really engage in. And again, it just goes back to why we built Vive.
Well, it's interesting when you think about this, you can kind of boil it down to this is a safe place.
Yeah.
This is a safe place to have really hard conversations, solve really hard problems. Well, before I jump into Vive 25,
yes.
Well, that rhymes. That's going to sound really cool for marketing next year. You've got another program coming up in 6 months. So a little bit of opportunity here for some advertising for Health 24. So tell us a little bit about Health 24 and what you're focusing on.
Yeah. Health is very different than Vive. We have a totally different set of companies. The audience is different. That event really touches on what we call the full ecosystem of healthcare. So we have a different audience in terms of the composition, more pharma life sciences, a lot more VCs. We also have payers and providers really focused on the innovation side of the space. So it is an event that we're gonna bring, I think the two big things there will be this year, food is medicine. AI. These are two big launches for us at the event. And we'll also be bringing the nurses program there, but also systemic and oral health. And that's, I think, going to be a really interesting new category at the event. And it's really looking at the oral health community as a point of care. Many people only have access to any type of medical treatment at their dentist. So there's a lot that they can figure out through the mouth. And we're taking the oral health community and the medical community and bringing them together. So that'll be a very interactive space, and it'll bring a lot of new players to the event, like Colgate and Delta Dentals of the world. So I'm very excited about that one. We also will have Las Vegas as our home. Place we'll never bring Vive.
Thank you.
We're excited about that. But I think for us with that event also, it changes drastically every year just because the space changes so quickly on the innovation side. So new players, new technologies, and a lot of new discussions.
Well, again, I'm excited to be a partner with you all for that one as well and support you in that great initiative. So let's jump in a little bit to Vive 25 here and tell us a little bit about, by the way, going back to health, Las Vegas, and when is it again?
Las Vegas, it is October, and I will have to check the date here.
Hey, well, how about we just say it's October, October. of 24, so look for that out on
so
the health website.
I'm so immersed in Vive this week.
Yeah, definitely. Look out on the health website for that, and you'll want to attend that as well. And so, hey, let's talk about Vive 25. Tell me about Vive 25. Where are we going?
We are going back to Nashville.
Back to
Nashville.
And a lot
of very excited people about that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We had kind of the West Coast swing here, a little glamour, a little glitz, and we'll go back and dust off our boots when we go back to Nashville. So Vive in 25, we're going to be back in Nashville. So what are the dates for this?
February 16th through 19th.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be there. That's for sure. I kind of get in trouble if I don't show up at our own event. But so if you kind of take Vive, our first year, we were in Miami. That was kind of the birth. You know, we were kind of at best an infant for number two. I think we hit our adolescence maybe this week. So what do you have in store for us for 25? What is your vision for this going next year, our fourth year?
So I think we're headed into an event that, again, is growing very thoughtfully. So we have developed a lot of great relationships with the help of Chime with CIOs and hospital systems. So we're seeing the provider attendance continue to increase at the leadership level. So we're very pleased about that. Our Connect program there is slated to be double the size that it is here. We're focused on building it. And the new launches there, I think, you know, we'll bring AI there in a more meaningful way, bring it together in a pavilion type setting. We have our interoperability, Interop Now presentation area and pavilion. Nurse innovators will be a much larger presence there, as I mentioned earlier. And we're actually seeing a lot more startups there. So we're trying to make space for all of this. It's challenging because we don't want the event to grow too large in terms of its footprint. You tend to lose the environment that we've created. So we're really focused on that. We'll lean into Nashville a little bit with entertainment. And our program, we'll start putting that together in April for next year. And then I'd love to hear, you know, what Chime's bringing to the party at Vive.
Well, obviously, as we continue to grow our population worldwide, you know, we have a couple of things we'd love to do. One, we'd like to start getting the international crowd over here. We have members in 58 countries. We have chapters in 11 countries around the world. We'd love to start creating that really global ecosystem of sharing thought leadership and really kind of a concept of really kind of creating an environment where everyone feels like they can share and actually learn from each other. Quit that it has to be invented here syndrome that seems to be pervasive through healthcare.
Yeah, I love that because we bring a lot of delegations to health, international delegations, and you know what we try to do is make sure that they're networking throughout the event. There's a tendency to sort of want to do their own programming, and we push them away from that. At Vive this year, we had a global health community session on Sunday, and it was very well attended. So I think you're right; it's ripe for a more diverse audience in terms of countries.
And if we can do what I heard this week and multiply that, expand it, which is that open, really collaborative sharing, where people can go back and maybe, just maybe, make a real difference in their communities, to make a difference in their health systems and really create the goals that we've always had, which is really the quadruple aim. And I think what we're starting to see is this really come to fruition. And so I'm unbelievably excited to see what you all are going to deliver for us. Because I jokingly say I've kind of feel like the proud papa here. I'm not sure I have a really big, huge role other than helping where I can help. But watching you all really lead is a special thing.
Well, the Chime community has been amazing to work with. One of the things we saw this year, we had nearly 700 companies at the event, and you know many of them were Chime Foundation firms, and we're seeing a lot more for next year. So I think you know that partnership, both on the leadership side and the foundation firm side, has been really a lot of what's helped Vive take shape.
Well, Rich, unfortunately, this is the end of our podcast time here. I do want to say a very special thank you to you, Rich, for your leadership, for your partnership with Keith as our COO, and really both of our teams. The Health and Chime team have come together in a really amazing way over these 3 years, where even now people can't even tell the difference between our two teams over there.
It's not an easy thing to do, but we've seemed to have done it.
Well, leadership matters. And again, I want to say a special thank you for you for this amazing week we've had here in Los Angeles. And a very special thank you to you for your leadership along with John and the vision that has now come a true reality.
Well, we appreciate it. And same back to the Chime team.
Hey, we'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for this episode of Chimecast. As always, you can visit us on chimecentral.org/media or on Spotify to listen to all of our podcast programs from great healthcare leaders. Continue to innovate, transform, and create positive change to advance and improve health and care throughout the communities you serve. But for now, stay safe and God bless.